κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option A to F as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
And in today's edition of Gardening World, we thought we'd share with you some of the wonderful flower festivals that take place around the world. If you want to go as far as Mexico, you can see how flowers form an important part of the celebrations for the Day of the Dead. People dress up in skeleton masks and decorate these and themselves with flowers, usually marigolds, which are the traditional flowers associated with the dead. And actually, right now, it's the Indian celebration of Onam. This festival is celebrated in the autumn, and flowers play a very important part in it. People create patterns with flowers on the floors of their houses so that they look like wonderful, colourful carpets. And if you want to travel in August, you can go to Belgium, where the carpet of flowers is an amazing sight. Hundreds of people gather to create a carpet of more than a kilometre in length in the central square of the city, made of thousands of colourful and sweet-smelling flowers. If you go to Italy in May, you can see the celebration of the Battle of Legnano. This begins with a small procession of young girls in the street. They have flowers in their hair and together they carry long garlands of flowers in their hands, which stretch across the street. And for one of the great fun-filled flower celebrations, you can join in the Battle of the Flowers, which marks the end of the flower festival in the Italian town of Ventimiglia. The festival lasts for 2 days, and at the end, everyone joins in by throwing flowers at each other in a wonderful flower fight.
Listen again and check your answers.
And actually, right now, it's the Indian celebration of Onam. This festival is celebrated in the autumn and flowers play a very important part in it. People create patterns with flowers on the floors of their houses so that they look like wonderful, colourful carpets. And if you want to travel in August, you can go to Belgium, where the carpet of flowers is an amazing sight. Hundreds of people gather to create a carpet of more than a kilometre in length in the central square of the city, made of thousands of colourful and sweet-smelling flowers. If you go to Italy in May, you can see the celebration of the Battle of Legnano. This begins with a small procession of young girls in the street. They have flowers in their hair and together they carry long garlands of flowers in their hands, which stretch across the street.
4A.
And for one of the great fun-filled flower celebrations, you can join in the Battle of the Flowers, which marks the end of the flower festival in the Italian town of Ventimiglia. The festival lasts for 2 days, and at the end, everyone joins in by throwing flowers at each other in a wonderful flower fight.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Iceland, the name of a land that is covered in ice and snow. In our program today, we'll be exploring this island at the top of the world, which is fast becoming a popular tourist destination, and we'll be suggesting places to visit and things to do. But is it really the land of ice? Well, you might be surprised to learn that Iceland is actually quite green, with only 11% of the land covered in ice. And it is not freezing cold there all the year round. In the south, temperatures of up to 26 degrees centigrade were recorded in July 2008. So how did the island get its name? Well, the story goes that when a group of Vikings from Norway discovered Iceland in the 9th century, they were trying to get away from war with another group. Finding that this new island was actually green enough to settle, they sent back reports that it was completely covered in ice, and therefore not somewhere livable. They hoped in this way that others would not follow them, and that they would live in this new place in peace.
Listen again and check your answers.
Iceland, the name of a land that is covered in ice and snow. In our program today, we'll be exploring this island at the top of the world, which is fast becoming a popular tourist destination, and we'll be suggesting places to visit and things to do. But is it really the land of ice? Well, you might be surprised to learn that Iceland is actually quite green, with only 11% of the land covered in ice. And it is not freezing cold there all the year round. In the south, temperatures of up to 26 degrees centigrade were recorded in July 2008. So how did the island get its name? Well, the story goes that when a group of Vikings from Norway discovered Iceland in the 9th century, they were trying to get away from war with another group. Finding that this new island was actually green enough to settle, they sent back reports that it was completely covered in ice, and therefore not somewhere livable. They hoped in this way that others would not follow them, and that they would live in this new place in peace.
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Thank you.
8A.
Would the driver of the car, registration BYA3341, please go immediately to the Denton Street entrance to move their car? It is blocking access from the street.
Nine A.
All customers are reminded not to leave their bags unattended and to be aware that thieves and shoplifters operate in the store.
10A.
Today's offer on our City Vista on the third floor is a lunch deal of £6.50, which includes a main course, salad, and tea or coffee.
10. Listen again and check your answers.
Would the driver of the car, registration BYA3341, please go immediately to the Denton Street entrance to move their car? It is blocking access from the street.
9A.
All customers are reminded not to leave their bags unattended and to be aware that thieves and shoplifters operate in the store.
10A.
Today's offer on our City Vista on the third floor is a lunch deal of £6.50, which includes a main course, salad, and tea or coffee.
4. Read items 11A to 15A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So you mentioned that you used to go camping, and I'm afraid I had no experience of camping when I was growing up. But when I was about 18 years old, I decided to go to France with a friend. And in the beginning, we stayed at cheap hotels. And after a bit, money was becoming a little tight. Yes. And so we decided to go to a campsite. And the campsite had a list of how much everything cost outside, and it said for one tent it would be this amount, and for two tents this amount, etc. So we said, oh, that's great. So we went in and we paid this small amount for this tent, and they said go to plot number 56. So off we go to plot number 56, and we look, and there's just a piece of bare earth. And we were so stupid, we hadn't realized that a campsite is not like a hotel where the tent is actually waiting for you to go and sleep.
You
there
a tent.
You do actually need a tent.
Right. So what did you do?
We actually just lay on this bare piece of earth and went to sleep on a piece of ground, which we could have had for free outside the campsite.
10. Listen again and check your answers.
So you mentioned that you used to go camping, and I'm afraid I had no experience of camping when I was growing up. But when I was about 18 years old, I decided to go to France with a friend. And in the beginning, we stayed at cheap hotels. And after a bit, money was becoming a little tight. Yes. And so we decided to go to a campsite. And the campsite had a list of how much everything cost outside. And it said for one tent, it would be this amount. And for two tents, this amount, etc. So we said, oh, that's great. So we went in and we paid this small amount for this tent. And they said, go to plot number 56. So off we go to plot number 56, and we look, and there's just a piece of bare earth. Right. And we were so stupid, we hadn't realized that a campsite is not like a hotel where the tent is actually waiting for you to go and sleep there.
You need a tent.
You do actually need a tent.
Right. So what did you do?
We actually just lay on this bare piece of earth and went to sleep on a piece of ground, which we could have had for free outside the campsite.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Hello, Mr. Robbins. I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be late for the 9 o'clock meeting. I've got a problem with my car again. It's stuck at the traffic lights and it won't start. I'm so, so sorry about this. I'll call Delia and tell her where to find the papers, so you go ahead and start the meeting without me. Delia, it's Mrs. North. My car's broken down, so I'm going to be late for that early meeting. Now, all the papers are on my desk in the yellow file, the one that you prepared yesterday. Can you give these to Mr. Robbins as soon as you get my message? And call me back when you hear this, because I need to know if anyone called for me this morning. To B. Hello, darling. Just calling to let you know I'm going to be really late tonight. The car's broken down. I'm late for my meeting, so that's going to mess up all my day. Can you pick up the kids and feed them and see to their homework? I don't know what time I'll be finished. Susie, it's me. I can't pick you up after school, but Dad will be there. Can you go to Jack's classroom and collect him, and then two of you wait at the main gate for Dad? Just hang on if he's late. And when you get home, help Dad getting the supper. There's a good girl. Yeah, this is Mrs. North, Jack and Susie's mother. I need to leave a message for Mrs. Anderson in year four. Could you tell her that I won't be there to collect Jack when class is finished, but his sister Susie will come for him? Hello, it's Mrs. North again. I've had the same problem with the car again. It stopped at the traffic lights and wouldn't start, just like last time. I managed to get it going and it's here in my office car park. Can somebody come and get it? Because I need it fixed as soon as possible.
Listen again and check your answers.
Delia, it's Mrs. North. My car's broken down, so I'm going to be late for that early meeting. Now, all the papers are on my desk in the yellow file, the one that you prepared yesterday. Can you give these to Mr. Robbins as soon as you get my message? And call me back when you hear this, because I need to know if anyone called for me this morning. To B. Hello, darling. Just calling to let you know I'm going to be really late tonight. The car's broken down. I'm late for my meeting, so that's going to mess up all my day. Can you pick up the kids and feed them and see to their homework? I don't know what time I'll be finished. Three B. Susie, it's me. I can't pick you up after school, but Dad will be there. Can you go to Jack's classroom and collect him, and then two of you wait at the main gate for Dad? Just hang on if he's late. And when you get home, help Dad getting the supper. There's a good girl. Four B. Yeah, this is Mrs. North, Jack and Susie's mother. I need to leave a message for Mrs. Anderson in year four. Could you tell her that I won't be there to collect Jack when class is finished, but his sister Susie will come for him? Five B. Hello, it's Mrs. North again. I've had the same problem with the car again. It stopped at the traffic lights and wouldn't start, just like last time. I managed to get it going and it's here in my office car park. Can somebody come and get it? Because I need it fixed as soon as possible. Activity 2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example. Example. Oh, it's so difficult. I mean, I know it's really important for your health, okay? And I know, you know, you try to exercise, try to be careful what you eat. And I have managed in the past, you know, and okay, it's only about maybe 10 kilos, 15 kilos, but it's really, really difficult to do. Six B.
We had been working so hard on the play, rehearsing every day for a whole 2 months. Then, just a day before the first performance, I got a terrible cold and my throat closed up and I couldn't make a sound.
Seven B.
I couldn't find them anywhere, and the trouble is, without them, it's more difficult to find them because I can't see. In the end, I sat down on the sofa to think, and crunch, I had sat right on top of them, and they were broken into pieces.
Eight B. It was a time when I was really upset and worried, and I couldn't eat anything, nothing. Nothing tasted good. Nine B.
I was sure I put them in my bag when I left the house in the morning. I mean, I never go without them. When I got back in the evening, I searched in my bag and I couldn't find them anywhere. I ended up having to spend the night at my sister's.
Ten B.
I've had so much on my mind lately, and every night I go to bed at 10, but I toss and turn, and by morning I'm so tired.
Listen again and check your answers.
We had been working so hard on the play, rehearsing every day for a whole 2 months. Then, just a day before the first performance, I got a terrible cold and my throat closed up and I couldn't make a sound.
I couldn't find them anywhere, and the trouble is, without them, it's more difficult to find them because I can't see. In the end, I sat down on the sofa to think, and crunch, I had sat right on top of them, and they were broken into pieces.
It was a time when I was really upset and worried, and I couldn't eat anything, nothing. Nothing tasted good.
I was sure I put them in my bag when I left the house in the morning. I mean, I never go without them. When I got back in the evening, I searched in my bag and I couldn't find them anywhere. I ended up having to spend the night at my sister's.
I've had so much on my mind lately, and every night I go to bed at 10, but I toss and turn, and by morning I'm so tired.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.